Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The Wyoming Department of Health urges residents to get their flu shot this season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A Wyoming Department of Health official says the most recent influenza season demonstrated the virus is likely back to more normal patterns following the pandemic and is expected to be a threat in the coming months for Wyoming residents. According to the press release, Dr. Alexa Harris, state health officer and state epidemiologist with Wyoming Department of Health, said, "We recommend a seasonal flu shot for everyone 6 months of age or older who haven't already received one this fall because these important vaccines reduce and help prevent serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Flu shots are safe and continue to be our most important influenza protection strategy." Harris also said Wyoming saw an active flu season over the most recent cycle, and we would unfortunately expect that that be the case again. "We expect influenza, COVID-19, and other familiar respiratory viruses will be present within our state and across the country over the coming months. Influenza is a contagious respiratory illness. Symptoms which come on suddenly include fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose or stuffy nose, headache, extreme tiredness, and muscle or body aches. Flu vaccines are especially important for those vulnerable populations, such as young children, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions such as asthma or heart and lung disease, and people over 65 years old. Healthcare workers and people who may live with, care for, or are in contact with high-risk individuals or infants 6 months of age or younger should also get the flu vaccine. Influenza vaccines are available in many locations, including local public health nursing offices, workplaces, doctor's office, pharmacies, and retail stores, and are covered by most insurance plans. In addition, Wyoming's public vaccine programs, which are available at participating providers, help protect some adults and children from vaccine-preventable diseases such as influenza. Wyoming Department of Health recommends checking on vaccine availability before visiting a specific local office, clinic, or pharmacy. Republican governors call on President Biden to reconsider the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services' unrealistic long-term care staffing. On Wednesday, 15 Republican governors, led by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Nebraska Governor Jim Pyland, sent a letter to President Biden calling on him to reconsider Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services' onerous proposed long-term care staffing requirements. The letter directs President Biden to reconsider CMS's proposed one-size-fits-all long-term care staffing requirements rule that will force many long-term care facilities to close and erode health care access for some of the nation's most vulnerable citizens. Further, the letter states that President Biden's proposed rule disregards results from CMS's own study on long-term care facility staffing and puts citizens further at risk. Republican governors are committed to protecting the health and safety of all citizens and welcome the Biden administration to join a genuine state-federal dialogue on how to best serve long-term care residents. Of the Republican governors that signed onto the letter, it included South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.